Through the winter months, trees have been without their leaves, bearing the elements with no way to produce food for themselves or their dependents. Wild perennial plants have been biding their time by retreating underground as tubers, bulbs and corms. Butterflies and bees have been excusing themselves by suspending all activity and simply shutting down until spring. Each wild thing has their own way of coping with winter. But now, as we reach towards the peak of spring, sap is rising, shoots are emerging, and bees and butterflies are enjoying sunny days, sucking up nectar from the bounty of spring flowers. Bluebells are especially strategic about how they burst to life as soon as spring arrives. Ever since last September, bluebells have been in the subterranean stage of their annual cycle, with the entirety of their being contained in a small, round, starchy white bulb. At the very beginning of spring, when the quantity and quality of daylight improves a little, bluebell bulbs begin to send small green leaf tips up towards the surface of the soil. There, they monitor the conditions above, waiting till this part of planet Earth tilts on its axis towards the sun, when daylight hours stretch and the soil warms up a little too. By April, bluebells are ready to seize these days of spring. Having passed the spring equinox, we are now getting a full 14 hours of daylight, and wild bluebells know that this is their window to flourish. Most flowering plants can spend all spring and summer growing and flowering, but woodland plants have had to develop a different strategy. Bluebells, wild garlic, wood anemone and dog violet, among others, only get a relatively short window before the leafy overhead canopy closes over. So they have adapted their life cycle to make the most of spring. Brilliantly deep green upright leaves grow quickly. The apparatus with which they can harvest the photons now pouring steadily down from the sun. They must do the bulk of their annual work in April and May before their overlords, the big tall leafy trees, begin to cast the woodland floor in dappled shade. The starchy bulbs are what provide the energy for bluebells to accelerate the production of their leaves and then their flowers. Mycorrhizal fungi are also on board, working closely with bluebell roots to help with the uptake of nutrients, especially phosphorus, from the rich woodland soils. At least three families of arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi are known to have specific symbiotic relationships with bluebell roots. By mid-April, all this collective effort and energy culminates in swathes of bluebell flowers sweeping through broadleaved woodland as though a reward for all who have waited out the winter. Exploring a bluebell-blanketed woodland at this time of year is one of the most spring-like things we can do, though please be careful not to trample on their leaves. No other habitat feels as immersive for creatures as big as we are, with overhead branches reaching in every direction and a million tender leaf buds preparing to unfurl. Oak, ash, alder and willow each have their distinctive ways of reaching out. Shiny gatherings of golden hazel rods shooting upright appear enchanted in the warmth of April sunshine. Hawthorn snags, but promises sweet recompense come May. All around in every direction, the woods are filled with rich mossy textures and fractal patterns. Cryptic solitary woodcock are preparing to nest on the woodland floor. Chaffinch and tree creeper sing to woo a mate. Jays screech from sturdy branches. Wood mice scamper over fallen twigs, searching for caterpillars to eat. Impenetrable clusters of brambles give way to bright stars of wood anemone, shimmering yellow tufts of lesser celandine, delicate whites of wood sorrel, and the deep violet-blue perfection of countless bluebells. Turbocharged with stored-up energy, Each bluebell stem can have as many as 16 flowers dangling curvaceously. These are a welcome sight to bumblebees, who are drawn in by the sweetly scented nectar and the vision of appealingly vivid blue petals. As she descends through the woodland layers, honing in on a bluebell flower, she will see inside each tubular-shaped bell, elongated anthers loaded with creamy white pollen, flying carefully to reach the centre of a tubular-shaped bell. Static, created by her energetic wing beats, pulls pollen towards her furry body, the tiny grains self-loading onto their trusty vector. She sweeps the pollen grains from her body down into the pollen sacs that are attached to her hind legs. This bluebell pollen will be brought back to the nest to nourish baby bumblebees. One word of warning, though, against garden varieties of bluebells, which have been escaping into the wild, spreading vigorously, and threatening the native bluebells that have had thousands of years to synchronise with fungal mycorrhiza, with hoverflies and bees, and the nuances of a delicately balanced ecosystem. Gardeners, take note. Bluebells have long been celebrated here, as people through the ages would have welcomed them as a sure sign that spring is in full flow. These are the things to reassure and ground us as the world keeps turning.